This is the Engines of Our Ingenuity, made possible by the friends of KUHF Houston.
Today, we walk in some very old footsteps. The University of Houston's College of Engineering presents this series about the machines that make our civilization run and the people whose ingenuity created them. A million and a half years ago, a band of our Homo erectus forebears walked along the shallow shore of a river in Illiret, Kenya. It was after a seasonal flood, and their footprints were preserved in the clay-like mud. 20,000 years later, another group left another layer of prints there. They, too, were covered over and preserved. Now archaeologists have found them. These are the second oldest known hominid tracks. The other set dates all the way back to Lucy. The 3.6-million-year-old Laetoli prints in Tanzania show Lucy or her Australopithecus kin walking on two legs. Now we have two snapshots of our evolution into bipedal beings. You might wonder how we know their dates so well. The answer? Western Africa was frequently sprinkled with volcanic ash. It contains minerals that decay radioactively at a highly predictable rate. So geologists can calculate the age of these old footprints within a fraction of a percent. Lucy's Australopithecus feet aren't well defined, but it is clear that she'd made the transition from ape walking to human walking. An ape rolls forward heel to toe on the outside of its foot, while its long thumb-like big toes splay inward toward each other. A human continues that rolling motion across the front of its foot to a much shorter but load-bearing big toe. By the way, the much older Lucy tracks may be less clear, but we can tell that a male and female walked side by side, close enough that they must be touching. I like to imagine them holding hands. Unfortunately, the bones of Lucy's feet were never found. The Laetoli prints are all we have, so two questions linger. How many of the 26 bones of a modern human foot did she have, and exactly how did she walk upon those bones? We don't have Homo erectus foot bones either, but the Illiret footprints remain clear enough after a million and a half years to tell us that we walked then much as we do now. The varying depth of the footprints reveals how weight was distributed. It's consistent with a full roll from heel up the outside and across the toes. Our African grandparent executed the same delicate ballet that we do as we stroll along sidewalks or along river banks. More emerges from all this, of course. The natural selection of physical traits gave arboreal apes that long toe, so useless on the ground. They can grasp tree limbs, while you and I and Homo erectus remain on the ground. But Homo erectus could chase down prey, while his hands were free to hurl a rock or a spear. Lucy and her companions lived almost 2 million years earlier still, and they could already walk hand in hand by the riverside, even if they were still working on that wonderfully complex foot roll. Now the Illiret site tells us that Homo erectus, whose brain was maybe two-thirds the size of yours and mine, had developed feet that could run with the best of us. I'm John Leinhardt at the University of Houston, where we're interested in the way inventive minds work.